Some years ago, I experienced an unusual time of brokenness at a gathering of Christian leaders. They began confessing their sins to God, and many publicly confessed their sins to the whole group. At first, when people began to mourn and grieve over their sins, the atmosphere was kind of heavy. But over the next couple of days, people began to sing. And it wasn't because a worship leader said it was time to sing. It was just out of gratitude and love for Jesus. The words of Isaiah 61 were true in those days. Once people were truly broken, God gave them gladness instead of mourning. He gave them a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. The music that poured out of those freshly cleansed hearts is some of the most beautiful I've ever heard. If you truly want to worship God, you don't have to have a praise team or fancy equipment, but you do need a broken, repentant heart. With Seeking Him, I'm Nancy DeMoss Wagamuth.